الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، ما بعد. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلنا في ليلة مباركة إنا كنا منذرين فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم أمرا من عندنا إنا كنا مرسلين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أحصوا هلال شعبان لرمضان، وكان عليه الصلاة والسلام يتحفظ من شعبان ما لا يحفظ من غيره. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: لا يتقدمن أحدكم رمضان بصوم يوم أو يومين إلا أن يكون رجل كان يصوم يوما فليصوم ذلك اليوم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: في هذه الليلة، يعني ليلة النصف من شعبان، أن يكتب كل مولود بني آدم في هذه السنة، وفيها أن يكتب كل هالك في هذه السنة، وفيها ترفع أعمالهم، وفيها تنزل أرزاقهم. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إذا كانت ليلة النصف من شعبان فقوموا ليلها وصوموا يومها، فإن الله تعالى ينزل فيها لغروب الشمس إلى السماء الدنيا فيقول: ألا من مستغفر فاغفر له، ألا مستزق فارزقه، ألا مبتلى فعافيه، ألا كذا ألا كذا حتى يطلع الفجر. وقال صاحب ما ثبت بالسنة ومن البدع الشنيعة ما تعرف الناس في أكثر بلاد الهند من إيقاد السرج ووضع على البيوت والجدران والتفاخر بذلك، واجتماعهم للهو واللعب بالنار والهراك والكبريت، عسى أن يكون ذلك والظن الغالب اتخاذ من رسول المنود في إيقاد السرج للتوالي. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. My dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we all are Muslims. We have Iman in our heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us such a power and tawfiq that we keep it all the time. And a single moment we should not miss it. And after that, there are amal, and we have to perform all amal according to sunnah. And after that, there are muamilat, and we have to do this as prescribed. And it should be, this should be very clear. There should be no conflict and confusion in these things. And after that, there is Mu'asharat, which is very wide and vast. And many people have forgotten it. But we have to keep this in mind, that our Mu'asharat, this makes us people to be followed. Otherwise, we can miss this chance. And after all, akhlaq, according to which Rasulullah said that that person is the best among the people who has the best akhlaq. So it means we have to understand these things and we have to follow these. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted so many chances to be near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are some places, if we go there, so we get more chance to be near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just for example, Haramain Sharifain, Masjid Aqsa, and the places where Hajj is performed, and many things, many places there. And there are some times where the qurb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is achieved very easily, just like Ramadan. And there are other times as well, just like time of tahajjud and time after Salat Maktuba, it means first Salah. And the night of 5th of Shaban. So We have to understand the fazail of these nights and these days, that we are able to do as much we can do in this. Now, as Shaban has started, so we have to know what are the blessings available in this month of Shaban. Actually, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam once cited the moon of Rajab. So he made dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Shaban wa balighna Ramadan. So it means these 2 months are very important before Ramadan. And in these, there is too much barakah. And we can achieve this barakah, this barakah. So we have to try for it. So, what barakah is in Shaban? We shall, inshallah, see this in the Hadith Sharif I have recited just now. So, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has addressed us the last. No, this is actually about Ramadan, so I should tell about the month of Shaban. So, okay. So there are some hadith I have recited. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, keep taking notice of the crescent moon of Shaban while awaiting Ramadan. Because it depends upon this. Though the sighting of the moon will be decided sometime based on Shaban. For example, the moon is not sighted, so then we shall count the days and nights of Shaban. So if the moon of Shaban has been sighted correctly, so it means this counting will be correct. So therefore, we should keep this in mind by sighting for sighting the moon of Shaban. We should be very clear in this. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to give considerable consideration to the month of Shaban more than any other month. This hadith is narrated by Abu Dawud, because it is preparation for Ramadan. And if we can make our mind in this better, so that will be used in following Amal of Ramadan. So, we should keep this thing in mind, but for Shaban. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, do not precede Ramadan with voluntary fast 1 or 2 days before Ramadan, except if it was a man who had acquired the habit of fasting on a specific day of the week. For example, if the day comes 1 or 2 days before Ramadan, let him fast, because he is habitual for that. But if he is not habitual, then he should leave this, because preparation of Ramadan needs this. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, on this night, the 15th night of Shaban, it is decreed every soul that will be born during this year, and so also will be decreed every soul that will pass away, and so also their deeds are being lifted up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and on this night their sustenance is decreed. Very, very important. For example, if a person is standing in the court listening to the decision about his crime, he may be freed or he may be sentenced to death, for example. At what time, what he will be doing? He will be relaxed. Either he will be making gossip, or he will be talking to others, or he will be playing with some things. No, it's not possible for him. He will be only if he is mu'min, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make him free and to forgive him. And he will ask other people also to do the same for him. So therefore, we should do the same in these nights, because there are decisions coming about us. If we can understand the one ayat of Quran, I forget the actual ayah, but the concept of this is this, that the people, what they are doing, so the decisions are coming because of that. Yes, this also, but there is another very clear about this. But so it means we have to be very clear that we should do not those things because of which something difficult is coming for us. So we should be leaving all the sins and all the things which may lead to sins. For example, the mobile, which is in our hands, and we are playing with these. And there are many things good and many things wrong. But the people are usually playing with the wrong things. So, at least we should keep these things away from us in these days and nights. So, this night should be spent in amal, good amal. There are some people who make their nights good by good amal. And there are some people who make their nights bad because of their bad amal. And there are some people who go to sleep and they do not achieve anything and do not lose anything. Of course, zero is better than minus. So therefore, if a person cannot perform good amal, he should go to sleep. But if he can use his, courage and power to do good amal, that will be good. So what amal he can do? At least he should perform, if he is a male, 2 salat, salat al-maghrib and salat al-isha by jamaat. He will get most of the ajr of the night by this. And while going to mosque and coming to from mosque, he should recite zikr. He should move his tongue with zikr. Ratbul lisan with zikr. So it means this, he should perform this, then he should not talk to people, and he should not be playing with some things, and he should do these things. Either he should make tilawat al-Quran, or performing zikr, performing salat, nafal, or making dua. So what our elders have done, they used to make, it means a bunch of flowers, just like that. Sometimes they were offering prayer, nafil, and after that performing zikr, and after that some tilawat of Quran, and then dua, and these things can be repeated again and again. So by this we can make our nights very, very, valuable. Of course, these nights are for nafli amal. The congregation amal are 2, Salat al-Maghrib and Salat al-Isha. But if there are people who cannot have any chance to perform these amal, nafli amal, in their houses because There might be some difficulties in that. He can come to mosque and perform this. Once I was in Darul Uloom Karachi at this night. So I saw, and I was watching what they are doing in this night. So I saw Mufti Abdul Rauf Sekharvi Sahib Damat Barakatum came after Isha. It means after taking dinner, and then he came back to mosque. And he started offering nafal prayers. 2 rakat, 4 rakat, 6 rakat, 8 rakat. Continuously was doing. And what was their muridin, they were there and they were doing the same. There was no speech. There was no talk. And some people were having Quran, Tilawat Quran, and some were performing. So it means this is very good. Because in masjid mahal, yes, environment, this makes them make perfect. So we can do this as well. But it is second option. The first option is this, that you should perform these things in our homes. But if it is not possible there, or there are some difficulties and there is a chance of missing, so then, yes, we can achieve this. We can opt for the second. And we should come to mosque. You see, there is one hadith that khalwat is better than majlis su. And good majlis is better than khalwat. Sohbat Salihin is better than khalwat. So, of course, khalwat in house is better. But if there is not availability of that, so then we come to. And especially if Sheikh is there, it will become very, very good. Because Sheikh is the, you can say, the focal point of Sohbat-e-Salihin. It means the essence of that. So if a person visits with Sheikh, so it will be very good. So therefore, Hazrat Sheikh al-Hadith, Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, used to perform itikaf in 40 nights, 10 from Shaban and 30 nights of Ramadan in the last 5 years. And you see, best are those which are the last for these good people. So he performed. He did not do this in some Islamic state. He did in 4 non-Islamic states. Just like in South Africa, in England, and India, and in Burma, and in Pakistan. One country was Pakistan, was the Islamic. Otherwise, all were 4 were non-Islamic. And he was very, very weak at this point. I have seen, alhamdulillah, those times. Very weak. 4 people used to bring him to, yes, Father. So it means in this weakness time, he was doing these things. So see the importance of this thing. And very, very large gathering was there with his itikaf. And I saw, mashallah, many, many great people there. And his principle was this: if you cannot perform amal, go to sleep, but you should not speak with others. So if the people were speaking with others, so then if even he was a great Maulvi, he would be sent out from the masjid for the itikaf. So it means these are very, very important things, and we should learn from these. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to learn from these. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam also said, when it is the 15th night of Shaban, then keep the night awake by performing voluntary prayers and fast during the day, for verily Allah decreased with His mercy down to the lowest heaven at the time of sunset and proclaims, is there anyone begging for forgiveness, that I may grant him forgiveness? Is there anyone begging for sustenance, that I may grant him sustenance? Is there anyone in difficulties and claims that I may cure him? And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to shower His blessings until the morning dawn coming along. So Hazrat Maulana Taqi Usmani Sahib Daud Barakatam says, if some people are saying that this Hadith Sharif is not of that quality for the fasting for 15 days, so it is in Ayami Bees 13, 14 and 15. So with that niyat, they should keep fast. And Rasulullah Sam, as it has passed just now, they used to keep too much in fasting. And after that, one can get that, one can determine his niyat because of that. So inshallah, Aziz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him to be. This night is about Amal Takwini. So therefore, it is not that clear, just like the night of 27th of Ramadan, because it's yes, very clear in Quran. But those people who are having these things understood, so they tell these things, they find these things, just like Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani Ramahullah, and just like Hazrat Thani Ramahullah said, and many others. So we should learn from them. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to understand these things and do accordingly. وَمَّا أَلِيَ الْبَرَاقِ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا